Bookbinding is something that went back to very, very early. The materials that we currently use are quite different. In the olden days, it was always deerskin. And then that was sort of sewn, and because it was much more precious, a skin would be taken and dried. And then if you had holes in it and things like that, the skin was too precious, you didn't throw it away. You merely dealt with the holes as they were. And so some books, if you look at very early manuscripts going back to, you know, sort of 700, 800, you'll see that they do actually have, you know, odd little holes in them. But that was the sort of material they had to deal with. And so the process that we currently use today is, in a sense, reasonably similar. They would have taken deer skins, dried them, used them, and then written on them. And then for binding, they would have actually put them together, sewn them up as we do today, and then put usually either calf skin or goat skin on boards on the front and the back of the book.
And you want to just keep going?
Not that important. I mean, St. Benedict says in the rule that idleness is the enemy of the soul, therefore monks should have something to do to keep them busy. And he also says that when monks live by the labour of their hands, then are they truly monks. So that means that as opposed to sort of one doing something which you find as a good hobby, it's supposed to be something, you know, that is actually work, be it higher drudgery in the sense of, I don't know, cleaning up the septic tank or whatever that needs to be done, peeling potatoes, whatever. That's sort of necessary, and so work is done for that reason. And bookbinding, since it is, in a sense, a small commercial enterprise that we do, therefore, it's, it is good work, and so St. Benedict would approve of that.